Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the Sanford Pentagon. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team comes into this opening round game of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament with a 25-5 record. But coming off a regular season title as well as a conference tournament title in the MIAA, they face Wausau Baptist that comes in 19-12. They finished the Great American Conference schedule with a 16-6 record, and they are coming off a tournament title in the GAC tournament. Mike, Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, these are two teams playing some pretty good basketball right now.
Yeah, and that's exactly what has to happen to not only get you here to the tournament, but have some success in this tournament. And one thing you look at with Wausau Baptist is the competition level, I don't think, is quite at the level of what Northwest has seen all year long in the MIAA, and maybe what the teams up here in the Northern Sun have seen as well. That's why those two conferences dominate the number of teams in this regional, but it's still a team you got to watch out for out of the GAC.
Wausau Baptist coming in, winning since January 7th, 17 wins and 4 losses, but they opened up just miserably as they opened up the season losing 9 of their first 11 games, including a couple of games to MIAA opponents in Southwest Baptist and Lincoln University.
Yeah, you'd like to look at common opponents and try to take something from that, but those were the first two games of the year for Wausau Baptist, so that's so long ago, it's a little tough to take anything away from those common opponents. But you're right. That, you know, you've got to be playing better ball, and every coach will tell you they want to be playing their best at the end of the season, whether they start with 9 out of 11 losses or even if you won those games instead of losing those games, you still want to be playing your best basketball right now.
And for the Bearcats, they've won their last 15 games going back to January 13th with a loss to Emporia State. They haven't lost since. Should be a good matchup coming up. Northwest coming in as the number 2 seed. Wausau Baptist coming in as the number 7 seed. Winner this will get Minnesota State Mankato, which got past Minnesota State Moorhead just a few moments ago, 85-81. We'll be back to have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. We're at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House, or at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Northwest and Washington Baptist going through their pregame warm-ups prior to an opening round game of the NCAA Division II Central Region Tournament. Matt Gorder, when you look at the two teams and the experience level coming into this game, Northwest has a lot of players that played on this floor just 1 year ago.
Yeah, exactly right. And experience is a lot here, and not just in terms of ability to play basketball, being good enough to get here, but just the overall experience and the atmosphere. This is a gym that Northwest has played in before. These guys are comfortable with this atmosphere. They know their way around the building, that sort of thing. So there's a lot to be said with having a higher comfort level just entering the ball game, so you can focus more on the game itself.
Washington Baptist is making their first appearance in the NCAA tournament since 2008. And again, it's Northwest and Washington Baptist. We'll be back here from the head coach and Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at NationalInvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team getting set to take on Washington Baptist this afternoon in the opening round of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II postseason. And joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, let's just talk about your time up in Sioux Falls. So far, you've been here since Thursday, and just kind of talk about how things have gone so far.
Yeah, had a good trip. Got a chance to practice at Creighton, which is a really good facility, and then obviously practiced in here yesterday. Kids are ready, had good practices this week. I think they'll be focused for the first game.
Got a lot of players that were here last year at this Pentagon site, and how much of a help will that be in this first-round game with a lot of players that are familiar with the surroundings here?
Well, I think it helps quite a bit. I think that the kids can have some comfort knowing, that they've had success here, they've hit shots here, those kind of things, and it's just a big-time venue, so our kids will be excited to play.
Coming off an MIAA tournament title this past weekend, just talk about carrying the success you've had really through all the season into this matchup here today.
Well, I think you've got to take what you've learned throughout the season, but right now everybody's 0-0, and you've got to understand that you have to win that first game in order to get a second game, and so take everything you've learned, apply it to that first game, and hopefully you can get a win.
Now, today you face Washington Baptist, a team that really struggled early in the season, but since really about the 1st of January, they've been playing some very good basketball.
Oh, yeah, they're a good team. They're well coached, and, they can really shoot it, and they go inside, and they do a lot of different things offensively, so we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be a tough game.
Looks like one of the keys is their inside game with Terrell Brown.
I think so. You know, I think he's going to probably get, you know, 15, 20 points. I mean, he's that good. And so you have to be able to stop everybody else, though, and make sure that you don't give him second chances at it.
He's kind of a white body inside. How's he compare what you've seen in the NCAA this year?
You know, maybe Western might have a couple kids that were like him a little bit. You know, he's not quite as tall as he's listed, just based off what I've seen. But he is wide-bodied and great footwork, good moves. And you know, you just got to make him uncomfortable, make his life tough. And stop everybody else.
Essentially, when you go into this tournament, essentially you just do what you did to get you here and what's been successful for you throughout the season?
Yeah, I think last year we got away from that a little bit in the first round, and that's why we got down 13, 14 points. But, you know, for this game, we're going to do what we've been doing and just guard them how we've been guarding and hope that that works.
All right, well, Ben, good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MerrivilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Sanford Pentagon. A quick check of the lineups. First of all, for Northwest Missouri State, they'll be starting at the point guard, Justin Pitts. Also at a guard, Connor Crooker. The forwards will be Chris Ebu and Dow. And also Zach Schneider. And inside will be Brett Doherty. For Wichita Baptist, they'll be starting at their point guard, Lakee Westbrook. He started in all 31 of their games this year, averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also starting at a forward, David Barrete. He is a 6'3 senior from Little Rock, Arkansas, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's also the GAC Defensive Player of the Year. And another forge on Tavis Willis, just getting his fifth start this year. He's a 6'3 sophomore from Strong, Arkansas, averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Terrell Brown, a 6'6 senior from Jacksonville, Arkansas, averaging 17 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. He's a transfer from the University of Central Arkansas, an all-first team player from the GAC. And he started 25 of 29 games this season. The other starter is Carvin Holcomb, a 6'5 junior from Plano, Texas, and a transfer from Trinity Christian Academy, averaging nearly 7 points and 6 rebounds a game. He's played in 22 games this year for the Tigers, and he has started in 21 of those games. Again, it's Wausau Baptist and Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoreRealEstate.net. Also from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet for Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main, across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumni Vinny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog, the Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specializes in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5000.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Sanford Pentagon, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're just about ready for the tip. Northwest and Wausau Baptist in the championship game, not championship game, but in the first round of this NCAA Division II Central Region Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The winner will get Minnesota State Mankato, which defeated Minnesota State Moorhead earlier this afternoon, 85-81. This will be the final game of the afternoon session. The evening session will match up two MIAA teams in Nebraska, Kearney, and Fort Hays State. And the host school, Augustana, will take on Harding in the final game here tonight in Sioux Falls. And Matt, just a great atmosphere here in Sioux Falls for this tournament.
Yeah, it really is. This is a tremendous venue for this tournament. So it's a great opportunity to be back here. There are a ton of Bearcat fans that are up here this afternoon for this ball game, and that is great to see. Even at the end of the Moorhead-Mankato game, they were announcing what the next game would be, and I'm pretty sure the cheer when they said Bearcats was louder than any of the cheering during the Mankato-Moorhead game. So that's very encouraging for the team to know that they've got this kind of support. Again, not a surprise, but it's always awesome to see.
Not a bad trip from the Maryville area to Sioux Falls. Just about 4.5 hours up by the road on I-29. For Wausau Baptist, just a handful of fans here. It's a much longer trip for them from Arkadelphia, Arkansas.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm sure most of those are probably family and very close friends, but I'd say there's maybe 50 or so fans that right now are cheering as they introduce the starting lineups for Wausau Baptist, that they will definitely be outvoiced by the Bearcat Green today.
Before we get to the tip-off, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Josh Jackson and Dave.
Bearcats come in as the number 2 seed in this tournament. Wachita Baptist comes in as the number 7 seed. Northwest at 25-5, and the Tigers at 19-12. They're under head coach Dennis Nutt in his 5th season as head coach of the Tigers. And he comes from a coaching family. All 4 of his brothers, or 3 other brothers, are all coaches. A couple of those are really noteworthy. And Houston Nutt and also Danny Nutt, as they've both been head coaches at Arkansas with the Razorbacks.
Yeah, I think probably of those 2 or of the 3, Houston's probably the most well-known, but yeah, definitely a big, deep coaching pedigree in that family.
And the other brother, Dick Nutt, is the head coach at Southeast Missouri State in Cape Girardeau. We're ready to go. The Bearcats in their white uniforms with the green numerals and trim. And for Wachita Baptist, they come in with their gray uniforms with the purple numerals and white trim. Gordy will jump center for Northwest. And he'll jump up against Holcomb, and the tip once again is controlled by the Bearcats as Northwest will go from our left to our right on this dark brown parquet floor here at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. High post left side, Doherty finds some pitch, cutting to the bucket, and a layup off the right side. Well, go Doherty, trying to go for the rebound, kicks it loose, it's chased into the right corner, and finally controlled by Terrell Brown for the Tigers across midcourt right side. Great day. As a knock loose, picked up by Doherty for Northwest. He'll hold it and give it to Snyder, still in the backcourt. Zach will dribble to midcourt, into the frontcourt left, and gives it up to Chris and Dow. Dow with the dribble between the circles, now goes back left side off the wing. Now front right side for Connor Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key, left side for Snyder, into the left corner and Dow. As Northwest goes from our left to our right, Dow takes it through the lane, dishes the low left side for Doherty, kicks it in the left corner. There's Snyder, 3 on the way, good! Zach knocks down the 3, watching him in warm-ups. He was knocking some threes down as well, and Northwest out to the early lead. Out front left side, David Rate looks on the left wing, gets it to Westbrook. Low left side for Brown. Brown, double team, gets it back left side, right in. Now low left side is Brown, into lane, little push shot off the front of there. No, rebound tipped by Snyder, controlled by Doherty near the elbow off the right side, and here comes Northwest. Fits into the front court right side. Now to the top of the key. Chased out front, goes cross court left for Endell. Both teams playing man-to-man to start this game. Kirker left side gets a pick by Doherty. Pass goes right side for Pitts. Pitts to the top of the key. Left side, there's Kirker on the wing. Long 3 on the way. Rims around there. Now rebound Tafflers. Ball finally controlled by the Tigers. Across midcourt right side goes for 8-8. Through the lane, to the bucket. Left side misses the layup. And down with the rebound for Northwest. Tried to go up with his right hand off the left side. A little bit out of control in Northwest with it. Right side, Kirker a 3 from the right corner. Won't go. Rebound tipped out front near the free throw line. And controlled by Westbrook for Baptist. Across the timeline, left side is Willis. Now low left Brown, cutting through the lane, the pass and a foul. Trying to find Holcomb cutting through the lane, knocked to the floor, and a foul coming up on Northwest.
This one thing you don't want to see is Brett Doherty get into potential foul trouble. He gets the first foul call against Northwest because Wachita has one of the stronger inside games that Northwest has gone up against all year long.
Holcomb, just a 54% shooter at the free throw line this season. A transfer from Trinity Christian Academy. A lot of players on this Wachita Baptist team, transfers coming in. First free throw misses by Holcomb. 6'5 junior at Plano, Texas. Devontae Mosby into the ballgame for Northwest. Doherty goes to the sideline. One more free throw for Carvin Holcomb. A 3-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Second free throw is good. 3-1 the score. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Into the front court left side goes Pitts. Bounce pass right side for Cooker. Into the right corner and down. Finding low right side Mosby. Trying to post up with Brown. Spins facing the bucket. Dribbles in the lane. And a travel violation. He's trying to make a move inside. And the turnover gives it to the Tigers. 3-1 Northwest Missouri State in front. This is the 4th meeting between these 2 teams, the last coming in 2007 as part of the River City Classic in San Antonio. High post right side, Brown. Out to the top of the key, Holcomb. Left side pass to Westbrook. Roll left for Brown. And Delaney goes on Mosby. Fader White misses White off the left side. Rebound in now. And gives it up to Pitts. Gallops across midcourt right side. Between the circles. Snyder now left wing for Connor Kirker. The lone senior on this Bearcat team. Goes right side for Pitts. Pitts gets a screen by Mosby. Free throw line left. Expires the dribble. Cross court right side and down. To the baseline. To the bucket on the right side. Misses too hard as he was rushing to the bucket. Rebound pulled down by Holcomb for OBU on the left side, then reach around, foul coming up on Pitts as they got it to Westbrook, trying to drive to the bucket left side, and Justin will pick up his first foul. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Jordan Corbett to come into the ball game for Wachita Baptist. Brown to the sideline. So a little bit smaller lineup now for the Tigers. Quick inbound left corner for Westbrook. Out front left for Corbett. Now between the circles, Brayte. To the free throw line, Willis. Trying to go low, cutting to the bucket for Holcomb. Couldn't hold on to it. Goes out of bounds. It belongs to Northwest.
Yeah, I don't know that Holcomb ever got to it. He was trying to, but they let him so much with the pass. He was basically middle of the lane, and the pass was thrown toward the block, and he just couldn't get out to it.
Still a 3-1 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats bucket coming on a three-pointer by Zach Snyder. Top of the key goes Pitts. Double team. Pass right side for Snyder on the wing. Out front Pitts. Goes left side. Kirker into the left corner for Endell. He is guarded by Willis. Dribbles to the left wing. Out front for Kirker. Right side for Pitts. 12 on the shot clock. Pitts trying to get a screen by Snyder. Takes it through the lane. Baseline left. Finds Endell. Cutting the bucket. Misses. Tries to get his own rebound. Falls to the floor. And is controlled from behind by Willis. Across the timeline. Left side goes OBU. Off the right side on the wing is Corbett. Dribbles top of the key, right side for Westbrook as he tries to take it through the lane, gets called for a turnover first, and the turnover give it to Northwest.
A little sloppy early on both sides, and sometimes that'll happen when you get in a big situation like this. Guys are a little bit tight, but they'll loosen up as this game goes along.
Mosby and Endow to the sideline. Anthony Woods seeing his first action in this game, enters the game, and Doherty back in. Still a 3-1 game. Northwest Missouri State in front with 16-13 left in the first half. Pitts into the front court left side. Dribble top of the key. Goes left front wing for Connor Kirker. Low left side for Doherty. Doherty dribbles in lane. Spins left side up with a shot off the glass. Banks in and hits it. Red Doherty makes it a 5-1 Northwest Missouri State lead. Northwest trying to take advantage inside with Brown on the sidelines. Out front is Corbett. It's on the right wing for Westbrook. They swing on the left side for Justin McCleary. Now left for Berete. Drives into the lane. Spins right. Now brings it back left side for McCleary. Out front, Westbrook behind the back of the dribble. Free throw line jumper. Knocks it down. And it's a 5-3 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. 15 and a half minutes left in the first half. Woods into the front court right side. Dribbles on McCleary out front. Goes to Pitts left side. Pitts getting a screen by Doherty. Left corner, or rather left wing, gets the pass for Connor Kirker. Now left side low for Doherty. Doherty trying to position at the elbow left now. Goes into the lane. Spins, goes up with a shot, and a whistle on a foul. Coming up on Wachita Baptist. And this one should go on, I believe, Holcomb. We'll see as they come over with a timeout as well. Breaking the action, 15-10 left in this first half. Northwest Missouri State 5 and OBU 3. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com. or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
The 5-3 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Wachita Baptist with 15-10 left in this first half. Matt, both teams off to a little bit of a slow start offensively. Northwest, though, getting 7 shots off. They're 2-7 for the Tigers, just 1-4 from the field.
Yeah, Wachita is struggling. They really want to try to get the ball inside, and their big guy inside has taken a couple of shots, but both of them, he's been moving away from the basket and hasn't been close.
Mantrell Brown back out on the floor for the Tigers after the timeout. Northwest with it. Anthony Woods with the dribble to the right wing. Now to the right corner, Snyder. They bring it out near the timeline for Justin Pitts. Trying to get a screen by Doherty. Tries, pulls up at the free throw line. Takes the jumper, knocks it in. Justin Fitz with his first bucket of the game. 7-3, Northwest Missouri State in front. 14:50 left in this first half. McKee Westbrook. They look on the left wing for McCleary. Out front is Corbett. Right side Westbrook. Goes with a bounce pass to the right. Emberate drives from the baseline right up with the shot. Forces it, misses it. And the rebound loose control by Northwest. Anthony Woods clears it away. He'll dribble down the left sideline for the scorer's table to the left wing. Now out to the top of the key. As he drives, a reach-in foul coming up on Ouachita Baptist, and this will send to the Bearcats end out off the sideline here. Brayte will pick up the foul. That'll be his first off the reach-in.
I think drives to the bucket could be big for Northwest today, and not just in terms of scoring, but picking up a lot of fouls on Ouachita.
Woods to the sideline, and Dow into the ballgame. 7-3, Northwest Missouri State in front. And Dow will give it two pits. Right in front of the scorer's table on the far side. Out front with the dribble, top of the key. Fires the dribble, right side, Connor Kirker. He's guarded by Westbrook. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now left side, Pitts. As Pitts motions for Doherty to come out and set a screen. Now Pitts will dribble right side, pulls up free throw line right in the jumper. Misses too hard off the back of the rim. Doherty tips it and it ricochets out to Doherty. Out top of the key is Pitts left open. Rattles down to three. 5 points for Pitts, and Northwest up 10-3.
We are a little over 6 minutes into this ball game, and just one field goal for Ouachita so far.
Out front, left side, Westbrook. To the left wing is McCleary. Out of the free throw and driving Westbrook as he goes through the lane, hits the shot. And he has 4 points. A 5-point Bearcat lead, 10-5, 13:32 left in the first half. Pitts off the left wing, out to the top of the key. Finds cutting the baseline left in Dow, brings it out front left to Connor Kirker. Back right side, Pitts. Good ball moved by Northwest as Pitts tries to drive left. Whistle and a foul coming up on Zach Snyder, trying to set a screen. Zach will pick up his first foul.
Number 33, Zach Snyder.
10-5 game, Northwest Missouri State in front, 13:21 left in this first half. Jordan Corbett handling the point duties for the Tigers in the front court right side. Now out front for Westbrook. Looks on the left wing for McCleary. To the top of the key, Westbrook. Free throw line right side. Out front left is McCleary. Trying to drive on Kirker. Left side pass for Allen Buchanan. Buchanan between the circles now drives the lane left side. Spins into the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. It's picked up by Connor Kirker. Got to go through a double team. Northwest will get it. Pitts across midcourt. From our left to our right, off the right side. Fakes left, goes right, through the lane, kicks it left corner. Open Snyder, three, on the way, nothing but net. Snyder with his second three of the game, and a quick timeout by Ouachita Baptist, Dennis Nutt, taking the action with 12:48 left in the first half. 12:48 left in the half, Northwest Missouri State 13, and the Tigers 5. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
12:48 left in the first half. Northwest 13, Ouachita Baptist 5. Tigers with the ball following the timeout. Now right to our left, Corbett across midcourt, looks off the right wing, and gets a pass for McCleary. Now Brown out on the perimeter. They go left side for Corbett. Fires the dribble and falls to the floor and it's up from behind, and Justin Pitts will pick up his second foul.
Pitts looked at the ref and he just kind of went, ooh. I think he felt that there was more gravity involved in that ball instead of contact.
That was right in front of us. We had a pretty good look at that one. Buchanan roll in down. Pitts goes to the sideline and Woods back in for Northwest. Inbound goes to Corbett. Now off the right wing, there's Westbrook. Sets up for a three, misses it, falls to the floor, and Endow there will pick up the foul. That'll be number one on Endow. And that'll be the fifth team foul on Northwest. Just two team fouls so far for the Tigers. Northwestern front 13-5. McKee Westbrook goes to the free throw line to shoot three. One of their better free throw shooters at 83%. 95 of 115 as he goes to the line. This team also a very good free throw shooting team. First in the GAC in free throw shooting percentage. First free throw is good on the season. Wachita Baptist comes in averaging just over 73% from the free throw line. 13-6, Northwest Missouri State in front. They led the entire way. Second free throw is good. So far, six of the 7 points coming by from Wachita Baptist coming by Westbrook, and all at the free throw line. 13-7, Northwest Missouri State. And the third free throw off the front of the rim. Mendel came down with the rebound. It was knocked out of bounds from behind by Holcomb for Wachita Baptist. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound, go the length of the floor with the 13-7 lead. And the front court off the left side. To the left wing goes Woods. Woods, low left. Gets it for Mosby, trying to post up with Brown. Spins left, and a shot blocked away by Brown. Picked up by Mosby, puts it back up and in off the glass. Good second effort by Mosby after getting a shot blocked by Brown. Northwest in front, 15-7. Corbett, now right there, left wing, up to the top of the key. Gets it to Holcomb. Swings the right side with the dribble is Brayte. Now left side for Corbett. Corbett, free throw line, chased by Woods. Through the lane, runner banks it and hits it. Corbett puts it in, and it's a 15-9 Northwest Missouri State lead. 11:46 left in the first half of this Central Regional Tournament first round game. On the right side, on the wing, is Endell. Out front, Mosby. Left side, Woods. Right hand and dribble. Free throw line. Through the lane. Bounce pass left side. Getting to Mosby, trying to go up for the shot, and a foul inside off the pick and roll. Mosby knocked to the floor, and the foul coming up on OBU.
Foul on number one.
On Westbrook, that will be his first. We've also got a break in the action as well. 11:32 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 15. Wachita Baptist 9. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Craig Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Mosby going to the free throw line. Foul before the timeout. Northwest Missouri State in front 15-9. Left-handed free throw shooter. First one good.
Talked about the atmosphere and all the Bearcat fans here. Well, the Bearcats also bringing the pep band, some cheerleaders, some steppers. So almost feels like home.
Oh, yeah. Second free throw rattles out by Mosby, and it's a fight for the rebound. I think we've got a lane violation. Bond, Wachita Baptist, and Northwest will have another opportunity here.
Had Jordan Corbett a little early getting in the lane, trying to block out the shooter, Mosby.
16-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Mosby, a 6'5 junior from Independence, Missouri. Comes into the Bearcat program this year from William Jewell. Second free throw good.
The official had to point out to Corbett where to be. There's two sets of lines in terms of the lane, and there's three 3-point lines because they do play NBA D-League games here.
On the left side, Westbrook goes whole left for Brown, posting up with Mosby. Spins left side up with a shot off the glass and good.
And that's the first time Brown has been going toward the basket when he's taken a shot. Hence the first one he's made so far today.
17-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. A long bounce pass right side for Endell. Dribbles toward the right corner. Out front right for Connor Kirker. Kirker cross court left side, Woods. Woods to the left wing to the free throw line. Through the lane. Gets his shot rejected inside. Picked up by Corbett for Wachita Baptist on the fast break. Right side to the right wing for AT. Top of the key is Brown. Left side, Westbrook. Pulls up inside the arc. Takes the jumper. Knocks it in. 8 points for Westbrook. Northwest Missouri State in front, 17-13. Woods dribbles down the left sideline to the left wing. Out top of the key. Left side finds Endell. Open. Passes up on the three. Goes top of the key, Woods. Woods dribbles right side to the right wing. Now through the lane. Runner with the left hand. A little bit off balance. Falling to the left. Misses the shot as it rolls out. Brown with the rebound for Wachita Baptist on the fast break. Left side for 18. Through the lane. Ball knocked loose and controlled inside by Snyder for Northwest.
They tried to throw a pass out to the right side, and Woods able to get a hand on it.
And he'll bring it to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Down the lane he goes. Scoops the layup, and it's good. Good play defensively by Woods, and he connects at the other end with the layup. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 19-13. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Brown out between the circles. Right side pass, Holcomb. Out front now, Corbett. Pass, pass at the elbow off the left side. Brown takes the jumper over Mosby, rolls in. Brown with 4 points. 19-15, Northwest Missouri State in front. For Wachita Baptist now, 6 of 10 from the field. Right side is Kirker to the free throw line. Lots of pass in the left corner for Woods. Back out to Kirker right side. Left side is Endell on the wing. Takes the three. Too hard. Long rebound is controlled by Westbrook for Wachita Baptist. Out it goes right side for Corbett. Top of key, Brown. Left side, Westbrook. Drives on Kirker. Now to Corbett. Left side on the wing for Brete. Cross court right side, Westbrook. 10 on the shot clock. Low right for Brown off the glass and good as he took in the blocks off the right side this time. He has 6 points and a quick timeout by the Bearcats. 8:54 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 19 and Wachita Baptist 17. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
8:54 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 19. Wachita Baptist 17. Cats will have the ball following the timeout by head coach Ben McCollum. Justin Fitz to handle the point duties. He'll take it across the midcourt right side. Met by Westbrook. With the two players wearing number one on their jersey guarding each other. Out top the key is Connor Kirker. Right side on the wing for Snyder. Takes the three and knocks it in. And that's actually going to be a two just inside the arc. So it's now 21-17. Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front is Brown. To the top of the key. With the dribble. Free throw line turns. Tosses out front left for Corbett. Now they go right side. Jumper put up by Westbrook off the front of the rim. And the rebound inside Kirker for Northwest. He's fouled. As Justin McCleary reaches around from behind. Will pick up his first foul. 21-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. Bearcats have never trailed in this first half. Their largest lead has been 8. Hits for the Cats from our left to our right. Takes it across the 10-second line. Right side for Snyder. Now near midcourt for Pitts. Gets a screen by Doherty. Dribbles through the lane. Now back pedal to the free throw line. Looks left wing and down. Cross court right side. Connor Kirker. He'll drive right to the lane to the runner. Fade away off the right side. Good from 10 out. Connor Kirker with his first bucket of the game. 23-17. Northwest Missouri State in front. Ayla Martin now handling the point duties. Goes to Holcomb. Holcomb out front. Left side for Brown. Doherty picks him up. He gets him some room out on the perimeter. Now to Westbrook. Bounce pass low left for Brown, trying to post up with Doherty. Takes in the limb, fade away with the right-handed, rims around and up, and the rebound pulled away by Doherty. Has to step over Snyder, who was knocked to the floor underneath the bucket. Now to Pitts, down the left sideline to the left wing. To the top of the key. Cross court right side pass Kirker. Quick touch pass into the right corner and out. Now high post right for Doherty. Wayne the circles, Pitts. Dribbles left side. By Snyder, way out on the right side, takes the jumper, rims around and out, and rebound Brown with an underhand toss on the L. It goes right side from McCleary to the right wing. Now to Brown out front. Spins down the lane and just tosses it up off balance. Rebound Doherty for Northwest. Now it goes to Pitts. Spun into a double team and just kind of threw it up in the air, and Northwest will have it. Connor Kirker off the right wing, out to the top of Key Snyder. Looks left side and down. Long bounce pass, baseline left for Doherty, posting up with Brown. Doherty now dribbles into the lane, up with a shot, and misses it. And rebound pulled away by Westbrook for Wichita Baptist on the right side to the right wing. Now to the top of the key, right side is Westbrook. Brown tosses it left side. McCleary, now front right side, Westbrook. Three on the way, rims around and out of the rebound, Northwest inside and down. Still a 23-17 Northwest lead. 6:20 left in the first half. Hits off the right wing, fakes left, goes right, pulls up, lobs it and throws it away. Trying to go in the left corner for Connor Kirker. Rare turnover for Pitts. Missed Kirker by a foot or two, couldn't bring it down. And we got a break in the action. We're 6:12 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 23 and Wichita Baptist 17. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
6:12 left in the first half. Northwest 23, Wichita Baptist 17. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer this afternoon, Caleb Morgan. Tigers will have the ball coming out of the timeout as they go from our right to our left. And for Northwest, Anthony Woods on the floor, along with Zach Snyder, Devontae Mosby, Connor Kirker, and Justin Pitts. David Rete handling the point duties. It's going to take it across the timeline left side. Takes it out front. Little right side. Guarded by Woods. Now to McCleary. Through the lane he goes. Trying to go low right side. And a fadeaway jumper. Misses by Lopez Breakstone. Breakstone, who just entered the game. Misses a shot in the lane. And the rebound to the Bearcats. Into the front court left side. Pitts. Pitts off that left wing. The screen by Snyder. Rolls in the lane with the runner. Good. Justin Pitts. 7 points in the first half. Northwest in front, 25-17. Holcomb out front. Looks on the right side. And gets the pass for Martin. Left side for Brete. Picks up, goes right. Right side pass for McCleary. Takes a jumper out front from 16. Rebound tipped by Mosby. Fighting for the rebound. The elbow off the right side where Snyder comes down with it and is fouled.
Yeah, he had the mask hit so hard the top strap of his mask came undone.
Bearcats roll inbound. Before they do, Corbett comes into the ballgame for Wichita Baptist. And now Woods will inbound in front of the Northwest bench, gets it to Pitts. And Pitts will walk across midcourt left side, looking man-to-man defense out of the Tigers. Hooks the pass out front left for Snyder. Back to Pitts between the circles off the right side, Woods. Woods, one dribble, cross court left for Pitts. Just over 5 minutes left in the first half. Pitts throws it away again, trying to find Woods, who had cut to the bucket. And it goes behind Woods and out of bounds. Couple turnovers for Pitts out of this first half. 25-17, Northwest Missouri State in front with 5:03 left in the half. Martin into the front court, looks off the right side for Grace. Out between the circles, Holcomb on the left side, Corbett. Out front pass for Martin. Goes right side for Grace. Now to Martin. Martin with the dribble left side to the top of the key. Looks on the left wing for Corbett. Corbett free throw line through the lane. Takes it back left side and throws it away. Trying to go to Lopez Raton in the left corner. Misses him. Goes out of bounds.
Yeah, they started to get in a little bit of a hurry because the shot clock was winding down.
And the Bearcats will take it the length of the floor with 4:39 left in the half. And Northwest in front 25-17. The Northwest has led this entire first half, the largest lead being 8 points. Pitts into the front court left. As the Cats try to spread out their offensive. Now Pitts will drive the lane, bumped out front, and a foul. This will go on Marlon Martin. That will be his first foul.
Fouls on number 10, Marlon Martin.
So 4:27 left in this first half. The Northwest Missouri State in front 25-17. Back into the ball game comes Terrell Brown for the Tigers. And Martin will go to the sideline. 16th on the Tigers, so the Bearcats inbound off the baseline on the right side. Pitching in the right corner. Pulls up the dribble, sets up once. The three and hits it. Justin Pitts with a big first half. Pitts for 10 points. And Northwest in front, 28-17. Left side pass goes to Holcomb. Guarded by Woods. Up front, Lopez, Raton. Left side is Corbett. Pass, pass, full left. Intended for Brown. Took his eye off the pass. He wanted to go up with a shot in the blocks off the left side and just went right past him out of bounds. He's also moving into a double team inside, but just took his eyes off the pass and didn't get his arms extended to where he could come up with that catch. 28-17, Northwest Missouri State up with just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Gets across midcourt left side. The Northwest putting out the offense. Left side is Snyder, and his three is up, and it is good. Zach Snyder knocks down his third three.
12-0 run for Northwest over the last 5 minutes of this game.
And they're up 31-17. Now from Reite on the left wing, gets it to Westbrook. As he dribbles out front, we've got a whistle, and it looks like inside a foul coming up. And I believe this is on Zach Snyder. Zach will pick up his second foul. And we got a timeout, 3:32 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 31, Waxhaw Baptist 17. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest beginning to hit from outside as they're currently 5 of 9 on three-pointers.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's been big. You know, Northwest, part of this run, has hit a couple of those three-pointers, too. Zach Snyder and Justin Pitts, each with three on the last two buckets there.
31-17, Northwest Missouri State in front of Wachita Baptist. Off the left side, Westbrook into left corner, brings it out to the top of the key. And with it is Corbett. Looks on the right side for Westbrook. Fast pass, low right side for Brown. Posting up with Mosby. Now Spence is coming over as Connor Kirker. He'll foul on the outside defense. He dribbles away from Kirker, but he forgot about Mosby. Mosby comes up with the steal. 31-17, Northwest Missouri State. Gets into the front court out between the circles. Right side for Connor Kirker. Starker with the drive. Down the lane left. The runner banks it, misses it. Rebound tapped out by Mosby, but it's controlled out between the circles by Corbin. He races into the front court. Goes right side. Westbrook sets up. Wants the jumper. It's a two just inside the arc.
First points in exactly 6 minutes for Wachita Baptist.
31-19 Northwest. 2:48 left in the first half. Fits into the front court right side. Now dribbles to the right wing. Out front for Snyder. Left side, Woods. Down the lane he goes. Left-handed scoop layup. Good. Nice drive to the bucket by Anthony Woods. He's got 4 points. Kind of a slow drive through the lane, and no one from the Tigers stepped out to pick him up. And Northwest Missouri State in front, 33-19. Westbrook off the right wing. Looks into the right corner. Gets it to Holcomb. Takes the jumper off the front of the rim. Rebound right side. And the shot is good. Hustling through the lane. Rete fought for the rebound and then knocks it down. 33-21, Northwest Missouri State in front with 2:09 left in the first half. Pitts into the front court, left side to the top of the key. Right side for Connor Kirker. Rolls out front. Finds Pitts, left corner, three on the way. Misses too hard, rebound, out of bounds. Brown couldn't hold on to it. He was the only one inside who had a shot at that rebound, and it just goes off his fingertips out of bounds. Snyder to get a breather, and down into the ball game. Also, Mosby goes to the sideline for Northwest. Brett Doherty back in the game. One thing I think we can say about Brown, what we've seen early on, he's not a finesse player.
No, not at all.
Inbound right side for Doherty. Gives it to Kirker. Right side is Woods. Woods with the dribble to the free throw line. Now to Kirker. Kirker through the lane. Bounce pass left side on the baseline. Doherty as he's underneath the bucket. Whistle on a foul. Pushed out of bounds. And the foul coming up on Wachita Baptist.
Going back to Brown, you can also be safe in saying that he's the strongest player that Northwest has gone up against this year.
Corbett will pick up the foul. That's his first. He is load inside. They've got him listed at 6'6". Coach McCollum in a pregame interview said he just eyeballing. Doesn't think he's quite that tall, but he is a solid, solid player inside. Doherty at the free throw line. Misses the free throw on the front end of a 1-1. Takes a high bounce and then bounds off. 33-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Across the timeline, Corbett. Out between the circles, Brayte. Looks on the right wing, and Westbrook with the jumper. Nothing but net. A three-pointer off the right side by McKee Westbrook. And Westbrook with 13 points, 33-24. Northwest Missouri State in front with 1:20 left in this first half. Hits in front of the scorer's table off the left side. Just with the dribble as Northwest spreads out the offense. Hits free throw line. Right side burned out. Dribbles into a double team and reaching in, knocking ball out of bounds. Jordan Corbett for Wachita Baptist with 1:05 left in the half, 10 seconds on the shot clock. So Endow will inbound on the right sideline. Now lobs all the way into the backcourt, chased down by Pitts. He'll bring it back across midcourt with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Right side is Woods, 3 on the way, got it. Nothing but net for Anthony Woods. Rare 3 for Woods, just his third of the season. Northwest in front, 36-24. Brown out front, looks left side, Rete. Out to the left wing, Westbrook. Through the lane he goes, pushes it, but it's blocked away by Kirker. Comes right back up with him, Rete off the left side, banks it in. So a 36-26, Northwest Missouri State lead, 35 seconds left in the half. Out front right side, Kirker, low right Gordon, trying to post up with Brown. Brown leans in on him, goes back out to Kirker, a shot fake and a drive and a foul. This will come up on Wachita Baptist.
Yeah, Westbrook took a shot fake from Kirker, and then as Kirker went to drive by him after that, Westbrook basically put his hand on Kirker's shoulder to try to slow him up.
Westbrook's second foul. Now Mosby into the ball game. Pitts will go to the sideline. Kirker to the free throw line. Connor's first trip to the line this afternoon, an 86% shooter on the season. Now Westbrook will go to the sideline. Alan Buchanan back in the game. And 26.2 seconds left in the half. And Northwest up by 10, 36-26. Their largest lead has been 14 in this first half. Left-handed free throw is good. Now 37-26 Northwest lead. Kirker will have one more free throw. And that one rolls in. 38-26 Northwest, 25 seconds left in the half. Jordan Corbett across the timeline. Looks at the Bearcat man-to-man defense. As Washtenaw Baptist wants to go for the last shot here. We are at 11 seconds left in the half. Now up front right side is Rotate. Down the lane he goes. Drives and a high bank off the rim off the right side. Hits the layup and the inbound comes to Connor Kirker. And the buzzer sounds up at the end of the first half with Northwest in front at halftime by 10. Now they lead Washtenaw Baptist 38-28. We'll be back and have more for you right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State in front of Watsonville Baptist here at the half, 38-28 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Kayla Morgan. And Matt, it was a 12-0 run. Northwest had just past the midpoint of this first half that opened things up.
Yeah, both teams had runs, but that was the biggest run of the first half to get it out to a double-digit lead. And Northwest, that's what you want to do in a game like this. Frustrations for an opponent, or if you get down, build in a national tournament. When it's win or go home, things are just a little more amplified, including the frustrations, and maybe especially the frustrations. So by Northwest getting a double-digit lead, that's really going to help them out in terms of, trying to wear down Wachita Baptist over the course of the game.
We talked about the pregame and in the first half where Terrell Brown is the player that the Tigers really looked for down low, and he's got 6 points, but he's really had to work hard to get those 6 points.
Yeah, he has. He got a couple of early shots where he had to fade away from the basket. He's had a few more opportunities with the ball inside, but double teams have knocked the ball loose. He's turned the ball over a couple of times. So, yeah, he's definitely had to work inside for everything that he's gotten so far. And this is a guy that averages 17.5 a game. So you look at just 6 points, that's a win for Northwest in the first half.
And the Cats up at halftime, 38-28, as they lead Wachita Baptist here at Sioux Falls at the Sanford Pentagon in this opening round of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament. We'll be back, have more for you at halftime, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
And welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State up at halftime as Lady Wachita Baptist 38-28. Here at the half, and we are joined by the commissioner of the MIAA, Dr. Bob Boerichter. Again, familiar to folks around the Maryville area, the former athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. And Dr. Bob, it's a pretty good weekend for the MIAA, both the men's and women's brackets here in this central region.
Well, it certainly is. Having 7 basketball teams in the regional tournament is pretty special. We actually were disappointed we didn't have 8, but we'll take the 7. And, of course, we had 4 women's teams that played yesterday. Would have liked to have seen all 4 of them advance. 2 of them did. So Emporia and Pittsburgh State both won. They're in the opposite sides of the bracket, so they could be playing for the regional championship. And, of course, having Northwest here on the men's side, we're off to a good start. And then, unfortunately, the way the draw went, tonight Fort Hays plays against University of Nebraska-Kearney, and all of us were very disappointed that we had that matchup. because after tonight, one of them is going to have to go home. But it is what it is. And so, anyway, it's a great weekend for basketball.
It's been a very good season in MIAA for basketball overall when you look at the teams that are represented in the two regionals, but also when you look at the regular season. It seems like a lot of parity in the conference where pretty much anybody at the bottom of the conference could beat a team at the top of the conference, and it just worked out where you have some very good teams making it into this regional here.
We certainly did, and you know, at one point in the season, I thought maybe five losses might win the conference championship. Of course, the Bearcats got on a run there and really put things away, and our finest compliments to them for doing that. But then when you look at the standings from that point on, boy, it was really, really close, indicating the depth of the league. And over on the women's side, we had a lot of ties also in the middle of the standings, and so great parity overall on both sides, men's and women.
And I imagine when you look at this Northwest men's team, I know overall you have to be neutral now being commissioner of the MIAA, but the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum, the person that you hired to come in as head coach, I imagine you have to feel really proud about the success that Ben has had.
Well, I really am. You know, we were very convinced at that time that he was going to be the guy, and boy, you know, the first couple of years that he didn't do quite as well as what we would have liked him to do or he would have liked to do, but we really were able to see that he was building the foundation in a good base, and he is just an outstanding coach. He's got a great staff. They do a good job recruiting. You know, all of my friends still up at Northwest that just really like him and his staff and the kind of kids he has in. So I'm very, very proud to say I hired him and very pleased that he represents Northwest so well, both as a graduate, as a staff member, and he represents the MIAA so well every time he coaches his team.
Been a real good year for the MIAA when you look at football. The Bearcats winning the national championship, the MIAA hosting that event in Kansas City there at what was Corning Park. And when you look at all the sports, having a lot of success at the national level as well.
Well, we have, and it's been fun. You know, we hosted the National Cross Country Championship at Missouri Southern. I shouldn't say we, but they hosted them, so the MIAA was involved in that. And, of course, the football championship. And this weekend, you know, they're finishing up the indoor track and field championship, national championship at Pittsburgh, Kansas, at Pitt State. So it's really great to be a part of all those events. And our institutions have to step up. Our conference office is very much involved in that. To just reflect back on the football game, I know we've got a Bearcat audience. I want to tell you, you know, I've been the commissioner almost 6 years now. That was without question my greatest day as a commissioner of the MIAA. A year ago when we had that game at Sporting, the event went great. We had Colorado State, Pueblo, and Minnesota State there. But I came home that night and I said to Mary, my goal in my lifetime is to see an MIAA team in this event. And then to get an MIAA team there and then to get the Bearcats there on top of it. And then to win the whole thing was just, man, that was such an exciting day. And, you know, you're right, John. At all these events, I have to remain neutral. But I love the postseason because when we get to the postseason, I don't have to be neutral. So now I've got a little more responsibility here at this basketball tournament because I'm the NCAA site rep, so I've got to be more cautious about that. But I can cheer for my MIAA teams here.
Let's talk about this site here at Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Obviously, it'd be nice if an MIAA school were hosting this, but what a great facility you have here at Sioux Falls to host this event.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable. If people haven't had a chance to come up and see it, they ought to do so. You know, the Heritage Court, it's got a turn back the clock kind of feel to it. It's very intimate. You know, they've got a big youth basketball tournament going on right about 50 feet from us here, and we don't even know it because of the construction of the facility. You know, they're able to turn out the lights and do the NBA style introductions at the beginning and everything. It really makes it for a great student athlete experience in the regional. And Augustana University, which is our host, does an outstanding job in terms of their organization. So it's a great weekend for all the Central Regional teams that are here.
Well, Dr. Bob, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me, and hey, go Bearcats.
All right. That is Dr. Bob Berechter, the commissioner of the MIAA. We'll be back, have the halftime report for you coming up right after this timeout as Northwest up at halftime over Wachita Baptist, 38-28. Back with more after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nullison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where the half of Northwest Missouri State in front of Washington Baptist, 38-28, and four Northwest in the first half, ended up shooting 50% from the field, 14-28. They were 6 of 11 from three-point range for 55%, and 4 of 5 at the free throw line. For OBU, they ended up shooting 50% from the field as well. They were 12 of 24, but just 1 of 3 on three-pointers and 3 of 5 from the free-throw line. Two teams even on the rebounds, 14 apiece. There were two offensive and 12 defensive rebounds for OBU and for Northwest. Three offensive and 11 defensive rebounds. Four turnovers for Northwest, eight turnovers for Wachita Baptist. And for Northwest, they've scored 16 points off of turnovers, while the Tigers have not scored a point off of a Bearcat turnover. Two players in double figures for Northwest, Justin Pitts with 10 and Zach Snyder with 11. And for Wachita Baptist, one player in double figures, that's Lakee Westbrook. He has 15 points. And the big man inside for the Tigers, Terrell Brown, just with 6 points at halftime, as he is just 3 of 7 inside for the Tigers. Getting around the half, Northwest in front of OBU, 38-28. We'll be back, get ready for second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. and from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the half, Northwest Missouri State in front of Wichita Baptist, 38-28. Winner this one tomorrow will face Minnesota State. Mankato was defeated Minnesota State Moorhead earlier, 85-81. And that was a shootout between two very good teams. That was an exciting one right down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you're watching those games, you kind of think to yourself, who would you rather see Northwest play, you know, if the Cats can win their ball game? And it really didn't matter. They both had good athletes on the floor. They both shot the ball real well. There's one guy, a very athletic guard for Minnesota State, Mankato, that Northwest is going to have to watch out for tomorrow if they can get to tomorrow through this second half today.
Minnesota State, Mankato improved to 22-9 on the season. Moorhead falls to 30-6 as their season comes to a close. They're done with the 31 season already.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And especially when you think about Mankato got upset in their conference tournament and didn't even get a chance to play Moorhead in the conference tournament.
Second half underway. Northwest on defense to start the second half. And for the Tigers, they have it out between the circles. Out front is Tavis Willis. Didn't play much in the first half. Low left for Brown. They bring it out front left side for A.T. Now low for Brown into a double team. Up for the shot in the lane. That works his way through that double team and knocks it down. Now 38-30. Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitch from our right to our left across midcourt to the top of the key. Lucky a man-to-man defense. Gets a screen by Doherty. Back pedal, sets up, wants the jumper out front, and it's a good three-pointer out front by Pitts. He's got 13 points. Northwest Missouri State in front, 41-30. Big three by Pitts to start this second half. Out front left side, Willis. Looks on the left wing, Brayte. Guarded by Endow. Knocks the ball loose, but Brown controls into the block. So gets it back to Brayte. Now back to Brown. Fadeaway jumper misses off the right side, but it was on a foul as Brown went up with the shot.
Again, every time he's moving away from the basket with his shot, he has missed. But when he takes it strong to the hole, he's hit those shots.
Doherty picks up his second foul. Now, that's something you talked about when he picked up an early foul in the first half, but he's stayed out of foul trouble and still doing a good job being physical with Brown. Free throw by Brown, misses too hard. Brown, pretty good free throw shooter, although he doesn't look like he has a lot of touch from the outside, but he's a 70% shooter on the year, misses the first. Well, I have a second one, and that one's off the further rim. And Dow couldn't quite hold on to the ball, tipped out of his hands. Brown comes up with the rebound for Wichita Baptist. High post left side, brings it out front left side. Rate with the three, it rolls around out. Rebound pulled away by Willis. Brings it back right side for Westbrook. Immediately goes up with a three, and that just fairly grazes the net, goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Northwest, but we got a foul inside as well. And this looks to go against the Bearcats and Zach Snyder. Snyder will pick up his third, fighting for the rebound. Third big foul for Zach. Zach with 11 points in this game so far. Inbound left side for Willis. Out to the top for Kiever Ate, which on the right wing, Westbrook. Drives on Connor Kirker. Free throw line. Takes the jumper. Rims around and in. Westbrook with 15 points. 41-32. Northwest Missouri State in front. Into the front court. Left side goes Pitts. Screened by Snyder. Right side Kirker into the right corner and out. Started by Willis. High post right side Doherty. Now near midcourt, they get the pass for Pitts. He dribbles between the circles. Now drives past Doherty at the free throw line. Ball stripped out of his hands by Ray James. Picked up by Wichita Baptist. Across the timeline, left side, Willis. Off the right wing. With the right side, Westbrook sets up, takes the three off the front of the rim. Rebound inside, Northwest. And down, clears it away. We'll give it to Pitts. Pitts down the right sideline in front of the scorer's table. Takes it into the front court. Motioning the play. Now front. Snyder steps out, takes the pass between the circles. Back left side, Pitts. Pitts out front for Connor Kirker. High post left for Doherty. Doherty hands off to Pitts. Pitts at the free throw line. Back to Doherty on the pick and roll. Up with the shot on the right side. Misses it. Gets his rebound and a foul. Brown, I think, will get called for the foul. And that for Brown will be his first foul. Bearcats will inbound baseline left. Before the inbound, this pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Justin McCleary.
Can't set up the offense and down to the top of the key. Free throw line as he's bumped, drives, and a foul. This one to go up on Ouachita Baptist with Northwest leading 41-32. Justin McCleary checked back in the ballgame, picks up his second foul. And for OBU, that is their second team foul. Inbound comes right side, Justin Pitts. Pitts with the dribble left, trying to get a screen by Doherty. Now dribbles right side. Brings it out front left side for Connor Kirker. Gets a screen by Snyder. Dribbles to the left wing. Brings it back out to Snyder. Cross court right side, Pitts. Pitts with the dribble to the top of the key. Left side for Kirker. Fakes left, goes right. Now tries to dribble down the lane. A little runner high off the glass. And marks it down. Nice touch by Connor. Got it to fall. Northwest Missouri State in front 43-32. 17:06 left in the game. Right side, Westbrook. Off the right wing, finds McCleary. Now left side for Berete. Dribbles top of the key, bounce pass. Low right side for Brown. Double team up the shot, banks it and hits it. Brown in double figures now with 10. And a whistle. It looks like we got a foul. What are we doing here? Ball gets away, now Northwest. Bearcats will inbound. 43-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. 16:43 left in the game. Pitts across midcourt right side. Now finds Snyder. Bounce pass low right for Doherty. Faces Brown. Drives to the bucket. Reverse layup off the left side. Good. Great first step to the bucket. Got past Brown and then was able to use his body as a shield and put the shot up and in. 45-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Out top of the key, McCleary. Bounce pass right side. Gets it to Westbrook. Out of Brown. Goes up for the jumper. Misses badly. Long rebound tipped and it is out front, picked up by Connor Kirker. Races across midcourt right side. There's a one-on-three break. Wisely slows things up. Now Northwest to set up the offense. Kirker, free throw line, through the lane, drives, lays it up and in. Connor Kirker with a good heads-up play offensively. Slow things up when he didn't have the numbers and was able to drive through traffic, through the lane, and hit the layup.
Yeah, a lot of pressure out beyond the three-point arc on Kirker. Maybe even a little bit of a bump, but he blew right past that to get the layup.
47-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. McCleary out front, three off the wing is good. And that's his first puck of the game. 43 of the season for McCleary, and it's a 10-point game. Northwest in front, 47-37. 15:40 left in the game. Pitts out top of the key. Looks out front between the circle. Snyder back to Pitts, low right Doherty. Posting up with Brown. Takes it in lane. Kicks it back left wing. Kirker open. Three is too hard off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Tip loose. Controlled by Endow. He's off the right side. Takes it to the right baseline. Now finds Doherty. Back to Endow. Drives right baseline. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup left side. Won't go. Too hard. But a whistle and a foul is Endow. Knocked to the floor. And this one to go against McCleary will pick up the foul. That's his third. Got a break in the action with 15:18 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 47. Ouachita Baptist 37. Back after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Chris Endow going to the free throw line to shoot after being fouled before the timeout. Shooting two, first one, missed it too hard. Endow's first trip to the line this afternoon. He's been held scoreless so far. Honorable mention, all MIAA performer this season. 6'6 sophomore out of Norway. Second free throw on the way, good. Chris knocks down the second. Lead now will go to the sideline. Anthony Woods into the ballgame for the Bearcats with Northwest in front 48-37. 15-18 left in the game. Winner moves on to the semifinals of the Central Regional and will face Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow at 5. Now front left side Westbrook. Guarded by Kirker, dribbles right side. Into double team. Pitts comes away, knocks the ball loose, but it is controlled by Lopez Breton. Now front left side is Berete to the left baseline as he drives. A bump and a foul. Anthony Woods should pick this one up. And for Anthony, that'll be his first foul.
Foul on number 20, Anthony Woods. That's his first personal.
15:01 left, Northwest 48. Wachita Baptist 37. Northwest has led the entire way. Had a 14-point lead in the first half. Inbound goes left side Berete. Now front left is Corbett. It's on the left wing. Westbrook pucks out. Wants a three on the wing, and it's good. It'll be a two-pointer out front as he's just inside the arc. And now a 48-39 Northwest Missouri State lead. Just under 15 minutes left. Pitch dribbles right side. Find the Bearcat bench. Now we'll drive with the left dribble into the left corner. They get it for Snyder. Shot fake up with the shot. Misses off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped and a reach over foul coming up on Wachita Baptist.
Yeah, I'm surprised there wasn't a foul call on that shot fake by Snyder because the fake was taken by Holcomb. And as Holcomb went flying by, grabbed a hold of the left arm of Snyder to keep him from being able to square up. The official was right there, but no call.
Right toward Lopez Breton picks up the foul going for the rebound. Northwest will inbound. Off the right side is Pitts. That's the fourth tee foul on Wachita Baptist. Out front is Connor Kirker. Looks left side for Woods on the wing. Woods with the right-handed double through the lane. On the right side goes to Kirker. Kirker now dribbles to the free throw line. Out front for Pitts. There's 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts near midcourt right side. Drives down the lane right side, finds baseline right. Anthony Woods wide open, cutting to the bucket. He'll lay it up and in. And a 50-39 Northwest Missouri State lead. 13:59 left in the game. Brayte off the left wing. Guarded by Woods. Out between the circles, Westbrook. Back left side, Brayte. As he tries to make a move, fake right, then left, then. Russell moved his left. Feet a couple times, picks up the travel, and the turnover gives it to Northwest. Man, I think one of the stats that's interesting to look in this game, Northwest has scored 16 points off of Tiger turnovers. Meanwhile, Wachita Baptist has not scored a point off the Bearcat turnover.
Yeah, that's been big. And really, there hasn't been a ton of turnovers for either team. It's just Northwest has taken advantage of the 9 turnovers so far for the Tigers.
Woods off the left side for Northwest. Looking at man-to-man defense. Or double top of the key. Right side to Snyder. Now gives it to Kirker. He'll dribble out front right. Cross court left side pass for Pitts. Pitts back right side with 7 on the shot clock. Two Woods drives the lane. Knocked to the floor as he goes up for the shot. And a foul coming up on OBU. Carvin Holcomb will pick up foul number 2. Now 5 team fouls on the Wachita Baptist. Northwest with 3 in this half. Woods' first trip to the line this afternoon. 51% shooter this season. Junior from Kansas City puts the first one up and in.
Another big difference here today in terms of stat differential is three-point shooting. Northwest 7 of 14. Wachita Baptist 2 of 7. Both teams are shooting over 50% from the field overall, but the outside shooting there for Northwest today.
Second free throw by Woods rolls out. And Northwest in front, 51-39. When you look at three-point shooting percentage as well, Wachita Baptist second in the conference in the GAC in three-point shooting percentage. Down the lane right side, ball knocked loose as the dribble by McCleary knocked away. Northwest will break it the other way. Coming across the timeline, left side is Woods. As he does, there's going to be a foul. And this will go on Lydor Lopez for time, trying to work his way through a pick being set by Devontae Mosby.
And actually was trying to even work his way around his own teammate Corbett that eventually worked him into that foul.
Didn't get any help at all there. 51-39, Northwest Missouri State in front. 13 minutes left in the game. Pitts out front. Dribbles right side of the lane. Finds Snyder on the right wing. Fires his dribble near the Bearcat sideline and be forced to call a timeout. Couldn't find anyone to pass to. So break in the action. Goal 52 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 51. Wachita Baptist 39. We'll be back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team in front of Wausau Memphis, 51-39, with 12:52 left in this opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament. And indoor track and field today, Northwest Missouri State being represented in the national meet being held at Pittsburgh State. Corey Wishman places 10th in the pentathlon in that event. And also in the baseball today, the Bearcat baseball team loses in the series finale at Washburn in Topeka, losing a 9-2 decision at Valley Field in Topeka.
Yeah, and last night Wishman finished 13th in the long jump, which was an improvement over our qualification. She had qualified 17th in the long jump, so four spots higher than her qualification at the national meet.
Tell you what, Pittsburgh, Kansas is a busy place this weekend with the indoor national track meet, and then we got the Central Region on the women's side being played down there.
Yeah, they ended up as the number two seed, but Emporia State, the number one seed, can't host because of high school basketball at White Auditorium in Emporia.
51-39, the Northwest men in front of Wachita Baptist. Out front left side. With the dribble is Justin Pitts. Pitts wants to drive past Corbett down the lane right side. Baseline right, gets the pass on the right side, and a double team and a foul as it goes to Anthony Woods. That'll come up on the Tigers.
And that's not a good foul because they had a really good double team down in the corner that was going to cause Northwest some troubles had that foul not occurred.
Morete will pick up the foul, and that will be his third. He's the GAC Defensive Player of the Year. Picks up his third foul, getting Woods back to the free throw line. Woods again from Kansas City, Missouri. Played at Northeast Community College, Norfolk, Nebraska before coming to Northwest. Hits the first free throw. 52-39 Northwest. Bearcats' largest lead, 14 back in the first half. And the second free throw here by Woods is good. Catch East a 12-0 run midway through the first half to open things up a bit. 12:33 left in the second half. Northwest in front, 53-39. Buchanan out front now to McCleary. McCleary fires the dribble, goes left side for Corbett. Gets a screen by Brete. Now he'll take it on the left side. Through the lane, drives, lays it up, misses it. A little bit too low off the backboard, and Snyder comes away with the rebound for Northwest. Gives it out to Pitts. Northwest in front, 53-39. As Pitts goes across midcourt, looks left side for Kirker. Between the circle, Snyder. Right side pass for Pitts. Lots of low right for Mosby, trying to post up with Brown. Dribbles into the lane. Shot fake goes around. Brown lays it up in the air. Off the right side of the bucket, Mosby with 6 points. Brown will take a shot fake from time to time. Did that. And the Caps with the bucket. 55-39. Northwest Missouri State in front. Westbrook off the right wing. Up front for Brown. It's about lost it, but it goes on the left side for Corbett. Now to McCleary into left corner. Back to Corbett left side. Right side pass Westbrook. Top of the key. Long three out front. Rim down off the left side. Rebound on the left for Wausau Baptist. Up front left side Corbett. Into the left corner Brate. Now to Westbrook. Behind the back with the dribble. Down the lane right side. Falls to the floor and Mosby with the rebound. Notice that Westbrook tends to fall a few times going up with shots. Right side to Snyder, three on the way, won't go, and he's knocked to the Bearcat bench off that right side. And that is Brete who will pick up the foul. That'll be his fourth. And a timeout. Northwest Missouri State in front of Wausau Baptist, 55-39 with 11:10 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nolison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
Zach Snyder going to the free throw line, foul before the timeout. 55-39 Northwest Missouri State in front of Washita Baptist. And the free throw by Zach is good. Zach's first point of the second half. He has 12 total. Second one on the way. That is good. And he'll have one more. 57-39, Northwest Missouri State in front of Wachita Baptist. It's the opening round of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament taking place in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Snyder knocks down all three free throws, and Northwest in front now 58-39. Corbett into the front court, looks left side. And finds Holcomb. Now to Brown, out on the perimeter. Hands off out of a weave for Westbrook. They go low in the blocks, right side for Brown. Double team with Woods and Doherty. Scoots a pass right side for Willis. Now to Brown, low right side. Immediately double team. Back to Willis, right corner three. Misses too hard. Long rebound. Woods in Northwest. Just under 11 minutes left in the game. Northwest 58. Washita Baptist 39. On the left wing, Pitts brings it out top, gives it to Snyder. Now back to Pitts' left side. At elbow left is Woods. Back to Pitts. Cross court right side, Snyder into the right corner, Kirker. Go out right. Now back to Snyder off the right side. We go cross court left with Pitts. Shot clock's at six. Pitts. Top of the key sets up. Wants the three. Nothing but net.
3-pointer.
Justin Pitts makes it a 61-39 Northwest Missouri State lead. Corbett across the timeline. Now to Brown, out on the perimeter left side. Doherty will give him some room out front. Hands off to Westbrook. Now left for Willis. To Brown, and a foul. This one on Doherty.
Wow.
Doherty will pick up his third.
Number 32,
been a lot of contact and banging inside that's gone uncalled, which is fine. That's what you want to see in a post battle. And that Doherty just trying to get a steal. Not much contact, but it drew a whistle.
They'll go to the sideline. Mosby back in for Northwest. Inbound high left side for Brown. Almost lost the handle on. We'll double right side on Mosby. Down the lane. Shot fake up with a shot. Good. Brown with 12 points. Had six in each half now. 9:48 left in the game. 61-41 Northwest Missouri State in front. Off the left side. Worth it is Snyder. Now left for Mosby. Pass pass in the lane. Finds Woods. Reach in. Foul coming up on Western.
They're trying to get double teams out on the floor. And that time a little too aggressive with it.
That's up by 20. Their largest lead now has been 22. Led by 14 in the first half. 22 now is the lead. And Woods back to the free throw line. Anthony with a strong game. He's got 12 points so far. And misses the free throw off the left side, off the front end of a 1-1. Northwest in front, 61-41. Westbrook off the left wing. Into the left corner. Willis now low left as they go to Holcomb. Drives in, is fouled underneath the bucket. Tried to reach back out and put up the shot, but is fouled.
Also number 33.
This will go on Snyder. That's number four on Zach.
On
that gets Indell off the bench, getting ready to check in for Northwest. Carvin Holcomb at the line, a 54% shooter this season. One for two from there today. Free throw is good. He has 2 points, averages seven a game. Snyder to the bench, Indell into the ballgame for Northwest. Long way to go here. 9:25 left in the game. Northwest in front, 61-42. Holcomb's second free throw. off the front of the rim. Long rebound into the lane. Crooker has the ball stripped out of his hands, and it is picked up by Willis. He goes up with a shot short underneath the bucket. And down comes down with the rebound and is fouled. That is on Westbrook. That is his fourth. So Westbrook and Morete both with four fouls apiece for the Tigers. And at the other end,
at the line for Northwest, shooting two.
This will be Mandel in line to shoot two. Tenth team foul on Washita Baptist. Free throw by Mandel, good. Now he's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 2 points total. 62-42 Northwest. Second free throw short. Brown with the rebound for the Tigers. 9:14 left in the game. Westbrook right side to Brown, top of the key. Looks left side for Corbett. Gilch free throw line, hooks the pass back left side on the wing. The three on the way. Short taken by Holcomb and missed. Northwest with the rebound. Pitts. And Pitts will go from our right to our left across the timeline. Just under 9 minutes left in the game. Cass can hold on. They would face Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow at 5. High left side at the elbow. Was cross court right and down. Looks low right for Mosby. Chases it into the right corner and bumped out of bounds right in front of the Bearcat bench.
Now Holcomb basically walked into him and just kept walking even after he made first contact with him. That was kind of a no-doubter there.
And he picks up his third foul. Mosby to shoot two at the free throw line. He's 2 for 2 from there today. 6 points total. 62-42, Northwest in front. First free throw good. Brete into the ball game. Welcome to the sideline. Brete playing with four fouls. Cats also trying to win their 16th straight game this season. Second free throw, too hard by Mosby. The rebound into the lane, Corbett. And going the other way will be Washita Baptist from Northwest up 63-42. High post right side, Brown. Brings it out front, left for Berete. On the left wing, Westbrook. Right side, Corbett. Sets up, wants the long jumper, off the front of the rim, rolls around, out, and the rebound tapped as Woods tried to bring down the rebound, knocked away from behind, picked up by Washita Baptist. Down the lane, left the dribble by Westbrook, knocked out of bounds. It will roll off of his leg out of bounds. Northwest inbound. It looks like they may face some full court pressure here as the Cats will inbound with 8:19 left in Northwest in front, 63-42. First time the Tigers have shown full court pressure. Inbound comes for Kirker, immediately fouled. And this will go on Berete, and that will be it for him. That's his fifth foul.
That's
really a frustration foul, looks like, as well, as he goes over to the sideline and, as a senior, may be seeing his last action in a Washita Baptist uniform. McCleary will come in and take his place. Connor Kirker coming down to the other end to shoot free throws, to shoot two with 8:17 left, or Northwest in front, 63-42. Kirker, left-handed shooter, free throw rims in. He's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. And the second free throw. That's good. 10 points for Connor. 65-42. Northwest Missouri State in front. Now their largest lead of the game at 23. Out front left side, Westbrook. Next to the left wing, Corbett. And trying to go low for Brown. And it's stolen away. Mosby comes away. The falls to the floor and gets a timeout call. So Bearcats call a timeout. 8:06 left. They'll have the ball. Northwest in front, 65-42 over what's up. And this will be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
8:06 left. Northwest Missouri State in front of Washita Baptist, 65-42. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Caleb Morgan is our studio engineer. Matt, since that 12-0 run in the first half, Northwest pretty much has been in control of this game.
Well, they set a tone with that run. They showed Wachita Baptist what they were ready to do. It took both teams a little bit to kind of get started offensively, get those first game jitters out of the way. But once they did, Northwest took off running, and it took a little bit longer for Wachita Baptist to get out of those early jitters. And it was too late for them, basically, to try to work their way back. Northwest slowly building that lead up, and 23-point lead with 8 minutes to go is a pretty good-sized lead in a national tournament.
If they hold on, they'll face Mankato tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll have the broadcast beginning at 4:40 with our pregame from here at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Bearcats will inbound, take it 3/4 of the length of the floor. Anthony Woods will inbound right in front of the Tiger bench and in front of their head coach, Dennis Nutt. Inbound comes to Connor Crooker. He'll hand off and give it back to Woods. Woods across midcourt right side. Still looking at man-to-man defense. Now front left side for Pitts. Now to Crooker right side with 7:53 left of the game. Crooker spins to the free throw line. Finds left wing and down. Out near midcourt left for Pitts. Pitts behind the back with the dribble. Now will drive the lane off the left side. Misses the shot. Rebound tip. Mosby comes up with it. Puts it right back up in the air. Mosby with 9 points. 67-42. Northwest Missouri State in front. Corbin across midcourt left side. Gets a screen by McCleary. Now goes cross court right. Westbrook low right for Brown. Posting up. Turns. Takes the jumper. Rims around out. Rebound inside Mosby for the Bearcats. And he will give it to Pitts, and Pitts will take it across midcourt right side. Between the circles, Mosby. Looks left side for Anthony Woods. Guarded by McCleary. Goes out near the timeline. Now free throw line. Through the lane right side. Shot fake. Gets Brown up there, and Brown knocks Woods to the floor. And this will be a foul coming up on Terrell Brown. That'll be his second. I think Matt Ross is starting to see a little bit of frustration at Wachita Baptist.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think they kind of have the end in sight a little bit with the score at 25, the lead at 25 for Northwest right now.
Woods at the free throw line. Deep breath. Free throw on the way. Good. 13 points for Anthony Woods. ...68-42, Northwest Missouri State. Woods, second free throw, misses. And the rebound, Brown, for Wachita Baptist. Across the timeline on the right side, Corbett from our left to our right. 6:54 left in the game. Dribbles right in front of the Tiger bench, trying to get a screen by Brown. Goes into the left corner on the wing. McCleary with a 3-2 hard. Rebound, Mosby, Northwest. 6:43 left, 68-42 Northwest.
And if Wachita Baptist is going to be looking to the three to get them back into it, they've only hit two so far this afternoon, so that might not be the best option.
Now front left side, Crooker. Screened by Mosby, pulls up. Now to Pitts off the left side. Pitts into left corner, Crooker, open three on the way. Rims around, out, fight for the rebound, and a foul. Brown pushes Mosby to the floor underneath the bucket, but they're going to go the other way. Looks like they're going to give this one. Way, and
Brown wasn't even looking to try to rebound. He had both hands in the midsection of Mosby and was using him almost like he would a blocking dummy in football and pushing him out of bounds. I cannot believe that.
Mosby picks up his first foul. 16th foul on Northwest with 6:20 left in the game. They'll roll the ball to midcourt where Corbett picks it up and will dribble left side. Gets a screen by McCleary. Crossbow right side for Westbrook. Now out front, McCleary down the lane left. Drive stops. Pop shot is good. And 5 points. It's now 68-44 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. In the front court right side goes Anthony Woods. Being chased by McCleary. Dribbles between the circles on this parquet floor here at the Pentagon. To the free throw line, expires the dribble, finds Crooker right side. Shot clock's at 12. High post right for Mosby, turns on Brown, faces the bucket. Now will drive down the lane, spins in the lane, fade away on the way. Good. High arch and shot over Brown is good by Mosby. 11 points for Mosby, Northwest up 70-44. Into the front court, Willis. Right side, McCleary takes it behind the back with the dribble through the lane. Now to Brown, low post right side. Up with a shot and good off the glass. 14 points for Brown. He averages 17 a game. Ball rolls away as he will now get the inbound for Northwest. Caps will inbound against full court pressure. Zach Snyder getting set to come in for Northwest, and he'll take the place of Anthony Woods. 70-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Woods going to the sideline with 5:23 left in this game, and Northwest in front 70-46. Good game for Woods. Full court pressure by Northwest. It comes to Connor Kirker. Now they'll break it to Mosby into the front court. Devils in and goes down to the right corner for Snyder. Now front left side for Pitts. Pitts dribbling off the left side. Back near the timeline. Now they'll dribble past Corbett to the top of the key. And back pedals. Northwest warns the clock here. Now down to 9 seconds on the shot clock. Baseline cutting is in down to the bucket. Lays it up in and a foul. And now lining up in the left corner. Raced to the bucket along the baseline. Took a pass from Pitts off the right side. Spun, went up with a shot. Hit it. And was fouled. Now Buchanan will pick up his first foul. Now at the free throw line. Just under 5 minutes left in the game. Northwest with this one in hand now. 72-46. And Dow's free throw too hard. And the rebound pulled down. Watch the top Baptist across the timeline. Left side Corbett. The Wolves free throw line through the lane to the bucket into a double team. Forcing the shot. Misses it as they fight for the rebound. Brown crashing the boards. And a foul coming up. This will be on Northwest. So this will have Indow picking up a foul. That's his second. And gets Brown to the free throw line where he's 0-for-2.
At the line for the Tigers.
72-46. Northwest Missouri State in front. Free throw on the way. Good. 72-47 Northwest. So he gets ready for his second free throw. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Brown hits the second. Northwest Missouri State in front, 72-48. Cats will break the full court pressure. Mosby into the front court. His double team dribbles out of it. Finds Snyder on the left side, wide open. Three on the way. Rims around out. Fight for the rebound. Tipped control by Wachita Baptist. Across midcourt goes Westbrook. Bounce pass to Brown off the baseline. Pulls up. Takes the jumper from 12-line drive. Will miss. And the rebound pulled down by Connor Kirker for Northwest. With 4.5 minutes left. Kirker across midcourt left side. Being pressured by Corbett. Joel's passing. The baseline cut off, and we'll bring it back out to Mosby. Now back to Kirker. We'll double out left side. 16 on the shot clock. Kirker into a double team. Finds it. They'll ball left Mosby. Back to Kirker. Kirker. Right side. Finds Snyder. Open. Three on the way. Good and a foul. That goes to the free throw line to try to make this a 4-point trip down the floor. John Tavis Willis picks up his first foul as Zach Snyder knocked down that three. And Zach goes to the free throw line.
After getting those early jitters out, Northwest hitting on all cylinders right now.
17 points for Snyder. Snyder 3-of-3 at the free throw line and hits the free throw. He has 18 points in Northwest Missouri State in front, 76-48. 4 minutes left in the game. Right side long three on the way. Put up and missed off that left side by Alan Buchanan. Northwest with the rebound and kind of tricked a little. Dribble away from Terrell Brown. Into the front court right side. Goes into the right corner for Endell. Bring it back out with the dribble. Finds on the left side Xavier Kurth, who's checked in. Kirk goes cross court right side and down. Now to the right wing for Connor Kirker. He'll drive to the free throw line. Left side, Snyder open. Three on the way. Misses off the right side. Rebound tip. And it's controlled by Brown inside for Wachita Baptist. Across the timeline, left side. Driving through the lane. Westbrook's shot is blocked away by Connor Kirker. He'll come up with it as well. And Connor with the dribble across the timeline. He'll set things up. Goes into the left corner. Kirk left wide open. Takes the three. Misses air ball. Rebound loose in the lane. And it's controlled by Willis for Wachita Baptist. Across the timeline. Dribbles to the right side. Into the right baseline. Pulls up. Takes the jumper from 12 and shot at about 13. It's too far. And the rebound is down for Northwest. 3 minutes left. 76-48. Northwest Missouri State in front. And Wachita Baptist wants a timeout with 2:59 left. We'll take one as well. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout. No, it's taking a longer break now. We'll be back. And more for you right after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
For the game, Northwest Missouri State 76 and Wichita Baptist 48. In the first half, Northwest had a 12-0 run. They've also had a 13-0 run here in the second half to really open things up. And the Cats looking right now like they'll be facing Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow at 5 in the semifinals of the Central Regional Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Cats with the ball off the inbound as it comes to Mosby. He'll take it across midcourt right side, finds Kirk. Out and down left side, out between the circles, and now dribbles, pulls up to the right side for Dre Starzl will check in. I post left for Doherty. Hands off to Kirk. Kirk through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Scoring drive to the bucket for Xavier Kirk. 78-48 Northwest. 2:34 left in the game. Cross midcourt left side goes Martin. Out front for Brown. Doherty gives him a lot of room out front. Now to Corbett. Left side and a long three on the way. Line drive missed by McCleary and the rebound Doherty for Northwest with 2:18 left. 78-48, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Their largest of the game at 30. Through the lane, driving, ball knocked loose out of bounds as Endowment driving down the lane. There he goes off and down, belongs to Wichita Baptist. McCleary goes to the sideline and Westbrook back in. 78-48, Northwest Missouri State in front, 2:09 left. Now, and Dow will go to the sideline. May have been scratched as he tried to go up with that shot. Looks like he might be bleeding just a bit. Getting wrapped up and back out. 2:09 left. Martin across the timeline. Right side pass for Willis. Now to Brown. He'll hand off to Westbrook. Westbrook back left side. Martin. Fires his dribble, bounce pass to the left for Brown, takes it in the lane, drives, and hits the shot. Brown with 18 points, 78-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirk in the front court right side, gets a screen by Doherty, dribbles to the free throw line. Out front left for Starzl, looks left side, Kirk on the wing. Now with the dribble, brings it to Starzl out front left side. Now to Kirk. Kirk backpedals just a bit with the dribble, guarded by Willis. Shot clock's at 6. Pulls up, 60-foot jumper out front, banks it, and misses it. Rebound Mosby, and he'll bring it out. Northwest will set up with another 30 on the shot clock. 1:17 left in the game. 78-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirk off the left side, dribbles to the left wing. Out front for Starzl. Shot clock's at 14, game clock at 1:04. Starzl dribbles right side. Now, looks right corner four and down. It's a screen by Doherty. Shot clock's at 3. Ball knocked out of bounds by Corbett. And now Northwest in. Down in front of their own bench. That's Lopez Bertone that comes into the game. Brown will go to the sideline for Wichita Baptist. The senior seeing his last action in a Tiger uniform. Inbound. Right side. Starzl up with a shot. Misses as the shot clock sounds. And coming away with the rebound, Matthew Ward for Wichita Baptist. But the shot clock violation will give the Tigers a chance to inbound with 50.1 seconds left. The Northwest in front, 78-50. Martin across the timeline. Looks off the left side. Willis on the wing. Out to the top of the key. Lopez Breton. Brother Breton looks on the right side. And a long three put up. Good by Corbett. Corbett. This first bucket of the second half, Northwest up 78-53, 33 seconds left in the game. Northwest with the lead. As Kurt, the front court, just dribbling things out here. There's 16 seconds on the shot clock, 22 on the game clock. Kurt just dribbling right in front of the scorer's table. Bearcat fans on the far side directly across from us on their feet. Kurt steps up, takes a jumper with three on the shot clock. Rebound pulled away by Wachita Baptist across the timeline. Corbett now with 3 seconds left, gets it right side. And a jumper put up and missed by Ward from the right corner. Rebound, Gordy, that's it. Bearcats with the win. Northwest Missouri State opens things up in the second half on their way to a 78-53 win over Wachita Baptist. They're up by 10 at halftime. And they come up with a victory here, 78-53. We're going to take a break before we go to post-game activities. We'll be back and have more for you right after this two-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at mazingolake.com.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State with the win, 78-53. The Bearcats now go to 26-5 on the season. Most wins now under head coach Ben McCollum, and the Wachita Baptist falls to 19-13 as their season comes to a close. We'll be back at more for you right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoreRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Wachita Baptist, 78-53. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, it was a 10-point game at halftime, but Northwest opened things up in the second half.
Yeah, they did. All they had to do was come out and just play solid, you know, early on. They didn't have to do anything special early on in the second half, that is, and they were going to be able to put Wachita Baptist away, and they were able to do that. You know, they didn't do anything special in the second half, just played solid basketball on both ends of the floor and were able to open the game wide up.
And again, a stat we talked about during the broadcast, too, 23 points for Northwest off of Tiger turnovers, and Tiger's only 2 points off of Bearcat turnovers.
Yeah, between that and the three-point shooting, Northwest hitting 9 and Wichita hitting just 3, those two stats, I think, are the main differences in the ballgame here today.
Cats with the win, 78-53. Back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business. 24 hours claims assistance and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings.com. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering new auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Also from Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Postgame Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest Missouri State with the win 78-53 as the Bearcats improve now to 26-5 on the season. They've now won 16 in a row, and Matt Gordon, the Bearcats continue to roll.
Absolutely, and doing it with team basketball, and I think that's what you have to have to be able to put together a winning streak that length and play well this time of year. You've got to be playing team basketball.
When we come back, we'll have the extra effort warp and more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
And welcome back to the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Northwest with the win over Wachita Baptist, 78-53. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Time for an extra effort award. One of these games where it's really tough to single out one player just because of the total team effort they had today, but we're just going to do that anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Anthony Woods coming off the bench and playing an important role today. You know, Northwest had 26 bench points. Woods had 13 of those for the Cavs today. Had a couple of steals. Really played strong on the defensive end. You know, Northwest holding an opponent to 53 points again. That's pretty incredible, and a lot of that is because of the effort of the whole team defensively, but especially Anthony Woods.
When you talk about the 53 points, Wachita Baptist have a score. That's their lowest point total of the season.
That's not the first time Northwest has done that to a team, especially here lately.
78-53, Northwest with a win. When we come back, we'll talk with the associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumni Benny Vaccaro and Trish Herzog of Vaccaro and Herzog REMAX First Choice. Vaccaro and Herzog specializes in residential real estate in the Kansas City metropolitan area. More at VaccaroHerzog.com or at 816-806-7777. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Sioux Falls, South Dakota at the Pentagon, Northwest Missouri State with the win. 78-53, the final score for Wachita Baptist in the opening round of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament. Joined now by Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Men's Basketball Team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, an impressive win for your team today.
Yeah, we came out a little sluggish to start, maybe nerves or whatnot, you know, obviously being the first tournament game. But after that, we got pretty locked in and focused and did a pretty good job defensively. And then we thought we were pretty good all game long offensively, you know, making plays, driving when we needed to drive. Our ball screen stuff was pretty effective, so that was a pretty good first game.
A couple of big runs in it. First half, we put together a 12-0 run, and then in the second half, a 13-0 run. And at that point, it was over, I think, essentially.
Yeah, we hit them with a couple runs and got some stuff in transition, got some O boards, you know. Obviously, Justin was really good as always. Chris did a good job on the boards, and you know, Zach got loose quite a bit today. You know, hitting four threes, and he hasn't got that many looks. And you know, he took eight threes. He hadn't got that many looks in a while, so it was good to get him back going from three.
I know going into this game, one of the players you were concerned with was Terrell Brown, the big post player, the wide body inside for the Tigers. He ended up getting his points again tonight with 18. But again, it's a case where the leading scorer for the opposing team really has to work hard to get those. He's essentially double teamed a lot this afternoon inside, and you guys really made him work for it, and it seemed like it took them out of their
their flow a little bit because he had to work so hard.
Yeah, we did a decent job on it. I think there's a few times though where we really wanted our guards to get in there and dig and take his dribble away when he got in there in the post, and for whatever reason we either weren't there or when we went to rip it we didn't go aggressively, and he was able to, because he's a strong guy down there and you can't just rely on the big to guard him. You know, it comes with, obviously, the big's got to work inside. You want to have ball pressure on the guard throwing it in. There's a few times where we didn't really pressure the ball very well and allowed it to go in there. So, but as far as, you know, the bigs, they did a good job making him work. I think did a decent job on him.
Another game where you hold an opponent to their lowest point total of the season. The Tigers came into this one. Their lowest point total prior to this was 62 against Harding. They held to 53 here today. What are some of the things and keys for how you're able to do that against a team like Ouachita?
Well, I think we're a team defensively that they haven't really seen. You know, obviously we get after it defensively from day one, and I think our defense as a whole has gotten a lot better, especially through the conference tournament. You know, we talk about how much better Chris has been defensively for us and has really been locked in, been really good. And I think, you know, playing some of these teams that have, you know, one guy that scores a lot, Arnson from Lindenwood and whatnot, it really forces you to play team defense, you know, play five guys, which we always stress, defense isn't one guy, it's not guard your own, it's a five-man job, but sometimes it takes, you know, a guy that scores that much to make sure you're in gaps, you know, you're plugging, you're helping, you're rotating, and all that stuff. And I think, you know, we did a pretty good job playing team defense and limiting their easy buckets. You know, we went through some ball screens and we were going to let them hit a few before we adjusted on that, and I think we did a pretty good job.
And how much does offense play a role in that, too, with the type of offense you play, where maybe you slow things down a little bit?
Yeah, slow it down. We run at our pace, get the ball moving, you know, try to get it side to side. You know, we don't, you know, intentionally milk clock, but the way our offense is, usually we're not shooting it, you know, overly quick in the possession. And therefore, you know, if you get good shots, obviously you have a better chance of the ball going in, then you can get back, set your defense. You know, our defensive transition is something we stress from day one, too. You know, we get two guys back every time. We crash our 3, 4, and 5s hard. And you know, if we're going hard to the glass, we're getting second chance opportunities. And if we're getting two guys back, we usually feel pretty good that we're going to get matched up in defensive transition.
Another key for this game, 23 points off of turnovers. Ouachita Baptist only 2 points off of turnovers. And when you look at what the Tigers did, they didn't turn it over that much, the 12 points, but we took advantage really every time they turned it over.
Yeah, we did. We got some big rips and some big steals. And yeah, coming in, you know, we knew they turned it over. They could turn it over 15 times a game or so they were a little under their average. You know, I think, you know, we're solid defensively, where maybe we could have got more steals, but we, you know, we don't like to gamble. We don't like to get out and you know, miss a steal, and then they're playing 5-on-4. So we try to be solid and not gamble and give them easy buckets. But, you know, we did a pretty good job of just keeping guys in front. Our rotations were pretty good, you know, it was pretty solid all around.
Well, you face Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow as they knocked off Moorhead in a close one in the game prior to this, 85-81. What do you know about Mankato on the short turnaround to face them tomorrow?
Me personally, nothing. I watched about 30 hours of Moorhead. But, no, our staff has all been watching them, and we'll get together. Coach Peterson is on the Mankato scout. So, you know, we'll get together. We'll have it ready to go, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Is this where the conference tournament really helps you out? You're coming off a week where you played 3 games in 3 days, and the short turnaround between game to game. Does that help you prepare for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it doesn't hurt, you know, playing 3 straight last weekend, and obviously with the guys playing a lot of minutes, I thought tonight was good to get you know, some guys a little bit less minutes. I know Zach and Justin didn't play as much, and we got Connor out there at the end. So obviously this, you know, you hope you're playing 3 games in 4 days here rather than 3 and 3. So, you know, I think obviously, you know, playing those games last weekend, getting in a rhythm, and then trying to get over that game once it's over. You know, you can't be excited about this game now because it's over and it's already on to tomorrow in Mankato. So I think we have that mindset from last weekend of, you know, it's over, let's move on, let's get ready, let's get focused, let's lock in the scatter report, and let's get ready to go tomorrow.
All right, Austin, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, John.
That is Austin Meyer, associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. Northwest with the win, 78-53 over Ouachita Baptist in the opening round of the NCAA Division II Central Regional Tournament. We'll be back and wrap things up from Sioux Falls right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in store. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
and from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back at the Sanford Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Northwest Missouri State with the win in the final game of the afternoon session, defeating Wichita Baptist 78-53. As we look at some of the totals here, Northwest paced by Justin Pitts. He had 16 points. Also, Zach Snyder with 18 points. Zach was 4 of 8 on threes and 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 13 points for Anthony Woods coming off the bench. And Devontae Mosby, a big day inside as well. 11 points to go along with 6 rebounds and a couple of steals. Wichita Baptist paced by Lakee Westbrook with 19 points and 18 points for Terrell Brown. They ended up shooting 41% from the field. Northwest 51% from the field. Cats were 68% at the free throw line, 17 of 25, 9 of 21 overall from a three-point range. So a good win for the Bearcats as they pick up their 26th win. And we'll be back here tomorrow as it's a 5 o'clock tip-off with Minnesota State Mankato.
Absolutely. It should be a fun ball game. And, you know, anytime you're playing this time of year, every game moving forward is more fun than the previous game. And, you know, it's not like that in the regular season, but it's going to be that way from here on out.
Coming up tonight in the night session, it's an MIAA matchup. Next here at Sioux Falls as it's Fort Hays State and Nebraska Kearney. And then you've got the matchup later with Harding and Augustana to wrap things up on the other side of this bracket.
Yeah, it should be entertaining basketball tonight. You know, I'm sure Hayes and Kearney probably feel a little bit slighted. I mean, you like to be in the national tournament, but you hate to play an MIAA opponent because those are usually are some of the better teams in the tournament are the MIAA teams. And unfortunately, we're going to lose an MIAA team tonight no matter what happens in that game.
So that ought to be an interesting matchup tonight. But one thing Northwest knows, they know they'll be playing Minnesota State Mankato, and the coaching staff will be busy getting their game plan ready to go for tomorrow.
Yep, they were sitting here for the Minnesota State Mankato, Minnesota State Moorhead game, the first game of the day, working on that scout and trying to prepare for that game. And, you know, Minnesota State Mankato is a team that wasn't even sure they were going to make the national tournament. Not only did they do that, but now they're on to the next round. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out and play. A lot of new players from that team that's been successful over the last few years.
Yeah, the Bearcats have a lot of experience going into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's one thing you can look at it. You know, Mankato's going to play really relaxed. You know, they're going to be playing a game that they didn't expect to be in, so just come out, play ball, try to have fun. Sometimes that can be really dangerous. Not that Northwest won't play relaxed, but if you talk about pressure, there's probably a little more pressure on Northwest because with all that experience, people expect them to at least get to the Sweet 16.
All right, well, it should be a fun one tomorrow.
Should be.
And we'll have the broadcast tomorrow. 4:40 is pregame time. 5 o'clock is tip-off Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato in the semifinals of NCAA Division II Central Region Tournament in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thanks to everyone involved here. As our studio engineers, Caleb Morgan. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And so long from the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.